When it comes to flying your drone, trial and error is not a strategy. It's insanity. Insanity. So get your drone questions answered by the experts so you can save time and money by lowering your learning curve. And now your hosts, Rob Burdick and Paul Aitken.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Christmas-filled episode of Ask Drone U. As you know, it is Christmas Eve, and our message will be short today. And part of that message is about caring for others, paying it forward, and enjoying the holidays. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob, and you're listening to the Christmas Eve
special
episode number 240. And we are glad that you're with us. We're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us. We really appreciate it. And we just want the very best, most joyous Christmas for you this season.
So what kind of drone do you want for Christmas, Rob?
I would love an Inspire 1, Paul.
Inspire 1 or Inspire 1 Pro?
Pro, for sure.
Really?
Yes.
So you wouldn't take my Inspire 1?
I would take your Inspire 1, yes. You asked me a question, but I'm not greedy.
Fair enough. It's funny. I actually just saw Brendan Schulman post about buying drones for Christmas, and yeah. He was like pleading to people, please don't buy cheap drones. Please don't buy these little $200, $300 drones. You're going to get yourself in trouble. You're going to crash. The likelihood of such is much higher. Like, there's a reason our price point is where it is with DJI. Like, blah, 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 blah. And it was just funny.
Interesting. So now Brandon, the attorney, is the marketing arm.
I know, right? Weird. So,
well, who knows? Maybe because he's an attorney and he was a private attorney for so long, he's got some followers that they might not otherwise have.
I think he does have a decent sized following.
Yeah,
for sure.
So why not, right?
Why not?
Well, we actually do have a question that we do want to play for you, and one of the reasons I think that we want to play this now, Christmas Eve day, is because a lot of people are going to be buying drones, and when it comes to updating their DJI stuff, maybe the firmware, this might be a pertinent thing for you guys to know.
Hello, Drone U. Trace down here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And another question. I listen to you guys religiously, and I also am online a lot and Facebook and all that stuff, getting all my info. But you guys are the first source. But I don't know if I read this post, and I'm not sure if it's real or not or what I was reading, but I know you had talked, you had given me some information about the firmware updates on the Inspire 1. And since then, I've got my firmware updates on the Inspire using the SD card and, you know, going to the computer and getting the file and putting it in and putting it in the camera of the Inspire. And I've actually done that kind of recently. And I've also used the app, the DJI Go app, to do the firmware or the update on the radio transmitter. Here's my question: is there any way that you can update the firmware on the actual copter using the DJI Go app? Can it read off of that? Can it be done? I thought I read or heard somebody saying that it could be done like that, and I don't know if that's true or not, and I figured it would be a good question to ask, so that would be my question. Once again, love the podcast. You guys rock. Keep up the good work. I'm a big fan. You know that, though. All right, guys. Thanks.
He does sorry for my hesitation there. He does a lot of stuff for us.
And we appreciate Trace.
Appreciation is the understatement. So I think if Trace needs any Polar Pro filters, we should send him some for free. So,
we may have already done that, but let us know, Trace.
Okay.
If you'd like those, we will definitely send you some.
This is an interesting question. With the Osmo, the firmware does update through the app, the DJI Go app. And it's actually the reason that when I'm shooting with the Osmo now, I put my phone in airplane mode. Because one time...
That's right, yeah, okay.
One time, it started auto-updating the firmware, and I did not know it, and I turned the camera off, and it bricked the camera. So if you do the same thing on the Osmo, if you hold the trigger... Oh, man, I think I forgot. If you hold the trigger and the record button, I think it is. I think it's the trigger and the record button for 3 seconds. It'll reset the gimbal. If you look in our group and just search for resetting the Osmo, you can figure it out. But there is a way to fix that issue. Now, when it comes to the Inspire 1, there is no way to auto update the Inspire 1 through the app. It's all through a hard firmware update through an SD card where you take the bin file, put it in the root directory, which means no other file is on the card, put it in the bin, and you'll hear the drone start up, and then it'll go boop. And okay. then you'll know it's done because it'll go boop, 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 boop. So it'll speed up.
And that's true for the Inspire, the P3, any of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. No, well, actually with the Solo, it does update through the app, which is cool. And it's normally a lot faster to update. Mm-hmm. But you'll notice with the Solo, if you don't have a data-enabled tablet, you'll have to be going back and forth on connecting to Wi-Fi and turning it back on and all this. Which right. is why I actually like the hard update, because it's there and it's done.
It's done. You know, so, it's done right. Yeah. You know, the connection is maintained, yeah. obviously.
And I understand why 3DR went that route, to make it more convenient for the consumer user. And I think that's a great idea. For me, I'm just like, nah. Yeah, it works. It's cool.
Yeah,
works.
Well, it's nice to have that option if you're the solo. Yeah. Or if you're a solo owner. If you're a solo owner, by the way, is that the only way to update it, or can you do a hard update as well? We'll call it that, with an SD card on the Solo as well.
Never tried that. I don't think you can, because the camera is not a part of the drone on the Solo.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Okay.
That being said, the DJI is trying to make firmware updates available through the app on the Inspire 1, but currently you cannot do that.
Not quite there yet.
Yeah, definitely. Now, guys, it is Christmas tomorrow. Whether you believe in Christmas or don't, it is the season of giving. If you know people who are buying a drone, please, for the love of God, tell them to get educated. Whether it's through us or it's through other people, just tell them to get educated. This is a critical time in our industry. A lot of new people are going to be buying drones this Christmas. They're more readily available, and we need your help in telling those people you've got to get educated. So
you're just going to have to be bold. You're just going to have to let people know, particularly if you've had experiences where you know things went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Utilize those experiences and share them with others so they don't make the same mistakes.
Definitely. And if you guys buy a drone through Multicopter Warehouse, you would get the Don't Crash course for free, which does teach you every potential way you could crash, how to avoid them, and mitigating risk and liability. It really will transform a new person or someone who's new to drones into a confident and comfortable pilot. I'd love to see more and more of those people out. It's not going to get in the deep down of how to get the most cinematic shots, but it's a great fundamental education so you can enjoy the skies freely and also maintain the freedom of the skies for everyone else, which is our total goal and why we created the Don't Crash course, which was to progress the industry. But the only way we can do that is with your help.
Absolutely. Spread the word, please.
Please. Guys, we're going to be off the air tomorrow, so we hope you enjoy your family day. Whether you're celebrating Christmas or not, enjoy the time off. It is one of the great things to get recharged during the Christmas season. I got to say, well, if people do believe in Christmas, or if they don't, and I believe in Christmas. It's been a tradition in my family.
Clearly, I do, yes.
For years. But it would be interesting if you didn't believe in Christmas or didn't celebrate it, because I feel like the country kind of shuts down for that month. Even in business, some businesses kind of shut down for an extended period of time just because no one's really spending money or focusing on their business. They're focusing on family. So.
Yeah, even the national labs here in Albuquerque closed down for a week over Christmas.
Yeah.
So I think what we hope for people is that you enjoy the rest. You enjoy your family.
Yeah.
You enjoy doing something that brings you happiness. And we hope that is spending time with your friends, family, and loved ones.
Definitely. Definitely. And guys, enjoy that time. Enjoy your time flying. Be safe. Be aware of NOTAMs. Just the other day, there was an anti-GPS or jamming testing going on. So make sure you're checking those NOTAMs. Use AirMap. It'll be a great thing. Understand AirMap doesn't have everything there. So check out tfr.fa.gov. Check out NOTAMs. And just be aware that there are things that could affect your flying. So
yes, stay smart, stay safe, stay educated, and let's just keep this thing moving forward.
Absolutely, guys. Well, we hope you enjoy your holiday season, and we know we will. So enjoy the time off. We're going to enjoy it off, and we thank you again for listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. If you do have a question, go to Ask Drone You, and we will answer it when we're not opening gifts tomorrow morning. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
Thanks for listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. Be sure to tune in next time to your personal experts for answering your drone questions, Rob Burdick and Paul Aiken, so you can keep lowering your learning curve and save time and money. Time and money.